Blog Talk Radio. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Welcome to another sweet and spicy edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob, Frank, and Noah just came back from Sweden, and guess what? You get a meatball. You get a meatball. Everybody gets a meatball. Oh, and it's Sean's birthday, but who gives a shit about that? He doesn't get a meatball. Anyway, here is the show.
Meatball.
Yep.
Suddenly I'm thinking about balls, you guys.
Suddenly.
Pointing my lack of balls.
Rob, welcome back. Noah, welcome back. Frank is here. Welcome back to you two.
What's up, man?
How was your trip?
Darren, welcome back from the bathroom.
What? I didn't use the bathroom. What are you talking
ever?
About? I don't know.
Darren,
what does
poops.
That comment mean?
She wanted to welcome you back from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back from the bus stop. Better?
I was driven here.
Welcome back from the car.
All right. Hello, everybody. Metal Injection Livecast. So how was your trip?
It was okay.
It was a trip.
It looked cold.
That's it? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's all we really have. No, it was amazing. It was definitely very cold. But, all right.
First of all, let's tell everyone that we just came back from Sweden today.
Yeah.
Because not everyone knew.
Literally.
They have TMZ.
Hold on a second. Everybody, we just came back from Sweden.
Yeah, literally. All right.
Like, seriously. Like, our plane landed at, like, 4 this afternoon. And then we came straight here to the Metal Injection Studios.
Well, we made a pit stop. An important pit stop.
Did you really come straight here?
Yeah, I haven't been home yet.
Wow.
So, that happened. No, but it was great. Yeah, no, it was really cold, but fun cold in the sense that we got the real Swedish experience. And while it was definitely, you know, unbearable in a way, it wasn't that unbearable, but it was cool. Let's see. Should we just go day by day? Because we did a lot of stuff, and a lot of things happened that we definitely need to talk about.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so we got there, and
we were staying with one of our friends. Who
Paul, he was on the show.
Paul, oh, right, Paul, the greatest
guest. The most
guest.
Charismatic guest we've ever had on the show, Paul from The Apparatus. He recently moved to Sweden because he got a job there, and he invited us to crash at his house. Big mistake.
Why is that?
Big mistake. Well, let's go through it. Okay, we get there. He leaves his... We get there Friday afternoon. Like, we left Thursday night our time. I guess we should start with the airport. We left Thursday night. Our flight was supposed to leave at 6. And we're racing the clock to make it to the airport.
Okay.
And the way... Like, Frank picked me up, and then we were going to go get Noah. And, like, we're on our way to get Noah, and I don't want to say we're late, but we're pushing it.
Whose fault was it?
Rob?
No. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
whatever.
Actually, we were stuck in traffic. That was,
yeah.
Like, the worst part of it.
I wasn't insinuating anything. I was just curious.
No. So we ended up going through Borough Park, mm-hmm. which is a very... Jewish neighborhood.
Very yeah. Shlomo friendly.
But yeah, so then like at once we hit a certain time, like Noah would call me every 5 minutes, like, so where are you now? And I'm like, well, we're obviously not in front of your house.
Wait, do you mean you didn't check in at every time you hit an intersection?
Eventually, that's what it had to come down to.
I just, look, it comforts when I'm, you know, late or I'm waiting for someone and they're running late. It just comforts me to have, like, a play-by-play of where they are so that I can calm
Dude.
My brain.
If Sean was in that car, they would have gotten you would have gotten a text every 20 yards.
All right, I'm on 59th Street.
Why
I'm
would
on
you
60th
say that?
Street.
Oh, I don't know.
Because Sean likes to give updates of where he is when
yes.
he goes places.
Yes.
I love
but,
it.
But Noah, that sounds like a maternal instinct that you have. That
yeah,
you...
I can't help it. It's,
oh,
it's,
so
it
Noah
be
was
helped.
Being very maternal this trip.
Yeah. She has a, she's like a mother hen.
Wait a minute. Why do you say it like that?
Well, we'll get to
mean?
It. So then we get to the airport. We totally make it like hot fire. And then Frank's passport wouldn't be read by these fancy machines because Frank is too old school.
Mm-hmm.
For the new technology at Delta Airlines.
Okay.
And then, like, it seriously took so long that we ended up being kind of late which actually worked in our favor, because you know when you go to the airport, right after you get your flight ticket, you have to go to the security and you show them your flight ticket and your ID or your passport, and then you get in line to get, you know,
a security check there.
Yeah, right, that. And she was like looking and she's like, oh, you're going to totally miss your flight if you wait on this line. So here, come skip the line. Like, sweet. We don't have to wait on a line now. So it worked in our favor. But then a flight was delayed for 2 hours. So what did we do? We got drunk at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, boy.
They have one inside the airport?
Yeah, and which was a bummer because we ate already. So we couldn't have Buffalo Wild Wings. But we did get very drunk.
But the reason why they delayed our flight was because they said there was a mechanical problem on board. Onboard mechanical problem. And
the bar was broken.
I hoped it was just that. Uh-huh. But they wouldn't tell us what it is, and they just kept delaying it. Like
every 30 minutes, they gave another update saying that, like, oh, it's delayed again. It's delayed again.
Who runs their airline? Sean?
I just couldn't pay attention to this. To fixing it.
Oh, yeah, there's an engine hanging off. Something like that. I don't know. Whatever.
The TV's fuzzy now.
So what happened? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so then we get on the flight. We get to Sweden. We meet up with Paul. He takes us to his apartment.
How long is that flight?
It's about like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Change.
It's really long.
I think it was longer coming back. I don't know why, but either way, it was a long time.
Did you have a nice, you know, accommodations? Or you get to stretch out, or you had
the? We definitely got to stretch out on his living room floor.
Oh, I meant the plane, but
the plane, no,
cramped.
Fucking Delta, it was such a shitty plane.
Yeah.
The in-flight movie, Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, I love it.
Naturally,
I didn't even have my headphones plugged in, and I wanted to punch the screen because of how
even when James Franco was on screen?
How annoying
he's
Julia Roberts looked.
I think so.
Yeah, he's apparently her love interest, from what I could tell from the visual.
Horse face and James Franco. What a combo.
I was going to ask if you were tempted to claw your way out the window and like try to jump.
Let me out!
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, it was very unfair. And no, but we made it. But then we get there. And Paul just moved in like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
So why did he move to Sweden?
He got his job has like a exchange program where, you know, you can go to one of their offices in a different country and someone from...
It's like a foreign exchange program.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous program that he got accepted into.
And he works there for 89 days exactly because Sweden has a visa program where anything... after 90 days, you need a visa for anything under you don't. So they said no for exactly 89 days.
That works.
So yeah, and so he didn't have any like internet yet. So the internet was supposed to come, but he
what
had to
did
go.
You
to,
do?
Well, it was coming the day that we arrived. Thank
oh, God.
All right. So he left to go back to work because he just left for his lunch break to let us into his house. And he went back to work, and we just crashed on his floor. And then at like 3 in the afternoon Swedish time, the bell rang, and like I jumped up like it was Christmas morning, and the internet's here!
Rob's hair was up and everything. His eyes were glowing. His cheeks were red.
The internet's here. And then, like,
it's like a musical.
Totally
go
naked.
On internet!
Push the old women out of the way.
Invisible old women in Paul's house have been knocked out.
All the Swedish people outside the window broke into a song with you. A coordinated dance.
Like, I opened up the window. Hey, everybody! Internet!
Rob's finally got the internet!
A little bird lands on his shoulder.
Like, hey, Mr. Birdie. Yeah. Got the internet.
Guess what? Comma zero.
It's mobile boner time.
And like then B&O get to the door and
it was a little bit confusing because the lock was hidden underneath this metal cap of some sort. So we're like struggling with the door. We're like, oh, how do we open it? He's gonna go away. He's
and
gonna
the
leave.
Guy's on the other end by this point, and then we were there. I'm like, come in. He's like, no, I'm just dropping this off. Oh, okay, get in here. So then I set it up, and I'm on the internet, and I'm connected, and it's such a great feeling. Oh my God, my Twitter feed has been refreshed. My email has been checked.
missed so much.
Then while I'm doing all that, Noah, did you take a shower?
Yeah, I took a shower.
So you took
like
a shower.
Like you don't know. Come on. You were eyeball on that
Well,
people.
I did make sure to set up a webcam in his bathroom.
That's right.
A Wi-Fi webcam. No, but...
He's not kidding.
I washed my hair, and then I went to get my fan to dry it.
Her hair dryer.
Your Fanta?
You stand in front of
a fan? Saying that. That's the weirdest... I've never heard anybody say that.
Hair dryer. I went to get my hair dryer that I like to call a fan. And... I didn't realize that I needed a converter. I thought I just needed an adapter. So I plug it into the socket, and I turn it on full blast, and then the power's gone.
I was actually
in the shower when the lights were going out, and all I thought they were just, like, flipping them on and off, like they were fucking with me.
Yeah. No. That was Rob trying to play with the circuit breaker to try to get the lights back on.
Because
what ended up happening is I blew out all of the sockets in the house.
So we went from having internet and, like, you know, power
to cave people
to nothing.
Paul came home and
the Twilight Zone.
His house was burned to the ground. He came back from work.
Even worse happened.
Well, that's part one.
So Rob and I are trying to figure out the circuits because you have to, like, change the circuit breakers or something. I don't know these things. And Rob was working on it for, like, an hour, right? So then Paul finally comes home, and I told him that Rob blew out the internet.
And the whole electricity.
And the whole house. So Paul and Frank find a map for the circuit, and they fix it in like 5 minutes.
Did Paul talk
to him? Well, I didn't find the map. That was the only thing.
And but it was right there.
You were right next to it, too. You didn't see it?
I wasn't.
Yeah. Oh. All right, but okay. Then,
yes.
Actually, while the moment they fixed it, I was actually in the bathroom taking a crap
by candlelight. The lights came on.
One of many, and what's it called?
Poop.
Yeah, poop. The poop wouldn't flush. My American poop was too much for Sweden, and we clogged Paul's toilet. The royal we, me and my asshole.
Love that song.
You burned his house down. You blew up the entire electrical grid for 12
blocks. Here's the best
Darren,
part. Hold on.
Darren,
the story is not over. He did not have a plunger for his toilet.
Use his hand.
No, so...
You used his Emmy that he won last year.
No, so we had a party to go to.
No, so basically, the toilet was left temporarily clogged.
Okay.
Because we had a party to go to, and we're like, we'll just deal with it when we get home.
Assholes.
He was there. It's not like we just left.
Yeah, it was his idea that we should just leave.
He's like, no, let's just go.
It was already nighttime. There were no stores open.
Yeah.
You all should have peed on it really hard and broke it up.
Yeah, the guy's like a real timid guy. He sat here. He didn't talk for like a half an hour. He probably wanted to tell you, you motherfucker, you clogged my thing with poop.
No, that happened.
He yelled at you?
Well, not yelled, but...
He's like, what the fuck are you eating? And, you know, like, he said something like passive-aggressive.
Rob's poop has the density of a dying sun. So.
I have to say, I must have clogged at least one toilet a day in Sweden.
Oh, it's a brown dwarf.
It just cannot handle...
Okay, wait, so the story gets a little bit worse.
Yeah, so whatever. Then we go to a party. It's like a house party with a bunch of Swedes. And they're actually all really, really nice, intelligent people. We're having good
Very
combos.
Very friendly.
And then we got really drunk because everyone basically brought their own booze. And we thought it would be a good idea to get Jaeger and vodka. And so we're like trashed at this point. And then somebody suggests we go to a dance club. And we go to a dance club. And we are so drunk that we dance our booties off.
Did you clog the toilet?
To ABBA. No, I didn't go to the bathroom. I didn't poo in the toilet. But
can you show us some of your moves right now?
Yes.
No.
Frank and Rob were dancing on the stage with like a laser light behind them.
Wait, we were on the stage?
Yeah, we at some
point. I had no sense of direction at that point.
Just the two of them by themselves?
Just with each other.
And Paul.
With each other. We were all in a circle. It was a circle of dance.
How many of you were shirtless at this point?
I don't want to get into that. No, but then so we're all wasted, and then we ended up walking from that place to Paul's house, which was a bit of a walk. And the way we kept ourselves warm was we decided to have a massive snowball fight.
Except we weren't throwing snowballs. We were throwing, like, ice balls.
Yeah, there
glaciers.
Were glaciers. Mini glaciers. But we were so drunk that it was fine. And Frank kept falling over.
I also fell.
Noah fell over.
I have a bruise on my ass.
Mm. And then, so, then I would like to tell the story from my point of view. So then we get back to the place, right? Toilet's still clogged. And it sucks because, you know.
People need to use it.
Yeah. But then I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to pass out and not even think about it. I'm going right
typical
to bed.
Rob.
I'm going right to bed.
Yeah. Right.
And, like, you know, the faster you go to bed, the less you'll, you know, think about peeing or pooing.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Or fixing toilets.
Well, it's unfixable until we get a, like, what is there to do?
Did you clog your pants?
That was my point of view. No. So then 5 minutes later, Noah runs up to me, Rob, come quick. And I'm like, what? She's like, the toilet is overclogged. Yeah. There's poop everywhere.
Your poop has come alive.
Wait, like, did you
what?
Poop? Did you poop
I'm like,
his poop?
What do you mean? No. She's like, I tried to flush it. I'm like, why would you do that?
No.
Why? How is it, what is it, fixed itself?
First of all, the toilets in Europe, you can control how much water goes in there.
How'd that work
and
out?
And I just
well, you
the
already know the
see, I just pressed it a little bit to see if the water would start going down. Because I thought after 5 hours, his stool would become soft.
Why would it become soft? It would be the other.
If it's stuck in water in the pipes, eventually it'll start dissolving.
I just want to ask you, in retrospect, can you see a flaw in that plan at all?
Well, after experiencing Rob's shit all over the floor.
Then
wait.
She's like, Rob, go clean it up. I'm like, what?
You did it.
It was in the toilet when I left it. I just put it all over the place.
No, here's what happened.
Okay.
In Paul's bathroom, there's a drain. There's a drain underneath the shower because the shower water, like, goes underneath the tub on the floor and then it drains.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of weird.
So, because everyone took a shower and because of the toilet and because it wasn't because I used the toilet because after I pressed it, it was fine, right? And then when I used the sink, because, you know, I had to brush my teeth or whatever, I came back and then all of a sudden there was water. So it was like the plumbing in general.
So from the sink water, the entire toilet overflowed.
It was the plumbing in the bathroom that was fucked up because everything was connected.
So it's not your fault.
So it's not that I flushed the toilet.
Well, it's both of our faults.
Yeah.
Okay.
You for dumping 83 pounds of poop.
And your large intestine and her brainiac
idea. So that was
idea.
Day one. Then, okay, now I wake up the next morning. And I have the Jaeger shits, and I have to pee, and I cannot begin to tell you how terrible a feeling it is to be in a place and know that, like, where am I going to release my stool? Like, where am I going to poo right now? And then me and Noah, Frank was still passed out. Me and Noah were like, all right, we need to go find a plunger or at least a bathroom.
Were you far from civilization or what?
No, it's just...
This is a very urban neighborhood.
Yeah, like there was no like hardware store around. Mm-hmm. So we tried to go to like the supermarket, the 7-Eleven, which there's a ton of in Sweden. It's weird.
Do they have
no
Arabs?
No taquitos, though.
No taquitos.
Do they have Arabs working there also still?
No.
Black guy.
Black guy in Sweden.
Yeah.
There's black people in Sweden. No, they're not like super around, but you know, like 1 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of what it is in America.
Okay, so yeah. Hmm. But yeah, so then we ended up just going to
a coffee house
across the street, and then came back, and then eventually we found a plunger.
But it was so disgusting. And
who actually wiped up the poop?
Well, I bargained with Rob. I said
it was a team effort.
I said, if you pick up the wet towels and you throw it out, and if you like do the initial cleanup, then I'll disinfect it. So
yeah.
Rob,
I did the initial
everything.
layer,
The layer.
The
how many layers of fucking
the
poop?
The first layer. The first layer and, like, the toilet. This was really disgusting. We have video of this. We're going to post some of it up on the behind the scenes.
Oh,
the toilet.
My God.
So here's the thing. Like, by the end of the day, like, all the water slowly flushed down, but the poop still remained, and it was, like, dry around the bowl. And then,
Do you have a toilet brush or anything?
So, yeah. Ugh. So then I had to scrub that shit down. It was disgusting.
This is worse than the Hmong story. Yeah.
Was it a stinky poop? Like where the whole room smelled?
Listen,
or just like,
any poop that stays there for 24 hours is stinky.
I mean, there
poop.
Was an odor, yeah, but it wasn't like...
Nothing you're not used to.
Yeah, exactly. You can sit there for a few minutes and it's fine.
If you've been to my bedroom.
So that's pretty much Sweden in a nutshell. No.
That was
just
a story.
That was just the first 12 hours, yeah.
My main question for you, Rob, is how long before you jerked off at Paul's house?
I did not do any jerking off.
I'll leave
Paul's
that
house.
For a second.
In the snow?
Noah, how about you?
1 hour.
1 hour.
Did you use the plunger that you bought?
Squatted down on top of
it. That's why it was so wet.
Hey!
No,
I did not masturbate. I behaved myself.
No sex? Legit sex?
No.
Oh,
that's about all those Swedish
dudes
around.
There was a bit of a pause there.
Let's get through the day by day. We'll get to it.
It sounded like a pause of regret, not lying.
No, I was at Paul's house. Like, why would I bring a guy there? Or why would I go to someone's house where
Paul's
I don't even
guy.
Know where I am?
Because you're on vacation. You know, you can get some car.
Okay, so hold on. let's put a pause on this conversation. We'll return to it.
Okay.
What did we do, like, our first full day? I forget now. We went sightseeing, I guess. Oh, no, we went to brunch. We went to brunch the next morning.
Brunch and then the Nobleman.
And we were, we went to this brunch buffet.
You destroy any toilets there?
Definitely. Are you crazy? It was like, I had to. But we still,
this was after we bought a plunger.
This was right after we bought a plunger. We're like, all right, let's get some food. Now
no matter where Rob goes on vacation, he's got to find the buffets.
No, I
didn't
even suggest this. I didn't even suggest this.
My
buffet
sent the buffet.
But this was an amazing buffet. But what sucked about it, though, was, I don't know about everyone else, but I was so hungover, I couldn't even think. I couldn't even think about eating. Like, I felt like I got hit in the head with a chair.
Yeah, it was
like,
brutal.
It was such a serious hangover.
Wow.
And so, I mean, I did eat, but definitely not.
I just sampled everything.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Rob at a buffet type of situation.
It wasn't
just
Sherman driving the tank through Atlanta.
Yeah, it was just like, I should eat something right now, otherwise everything's going to come back up.
So was it anything like the Bellagio or what? Better, worse?
It was a breakfast buffet, but I would definitely say it's like quality-wise on the level of the Bellagio, because everything was
ribs.
So good.
Ribs? Prime ribs.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Ribs for
and,
Rob.
Like every sort of meat. And they had amazing, amazing fish. They had herring. They had like five different types of herring. And they had smoked salmon. The best smoked salmon I've ever had in my entire life. And I eat lox almost on a weekly basis. And it was phenomenal. And what else?
In Sweden, most of the bars are also restaurants. So this place was a restaurant. But then at night, it was like a dance club. So when I went to use the bathroom downstairs, the dance club looked like a dungeon, like a white tiled dungeon.
It's all you.
It's a sex dungeon.
And the worst part about like the food in the restaurant area was great, but the bathroom area had no doors, so the entire basement area just reeks of shit.
Yeah,
because it's just everywhere.
Smells like Paul's house.
Yeah. Basically, I was like, oh my God, the smell is
just
can't escape it. Yeah.
But in the girls, in the girls' room, like, there were stalls with two toilets in it, and I didn't understand it.
So you finger each other.
So it's a lesbian stall.
There were two stalls, each with two toilets, you're saying?
Yeah, like if you go into the stall, there are two toilets but one door.
I guess they're less inhibited about pooping in front of each other.
Well, no, I think
but
no.
They
I
just
think, you
want
know
to
how,
save
like,
on a door or something? Like,
no, you know, like a bunch of girls go in the bathroom together and they're like, they just stand and wait for the one to pee. This way, two can be getting the business done at once.
I don't know,
and
man.
So,
I'm pooping.
Yeah, I guess.
Chicks pee in front of each other all the time.
They have a stall.
No. When you go in like one of those single rooms at like a bar, and it's just a toilet and a sink, and the girl, like, there's three girls in there, and they each.
I've never done that.
I don't see that as
really
the norm. I see that as some girls.
I mean, maybe if she was throwing up, but I don't really go into the bathroom to pee with my girlfriends.
Wow.
Oh, shit, like almost every broad I know does that shit.
Yeah, me too. Well, that was just weird.
I just have a lot of guy friends.
You know, Freud would have a field day with this show. We just did another half hour on fucking pooping.
But I mean, with Noah, we know she doesn't like peeing with people. She likes peeing on people.
That's true.
Right.
It's a different thing.
I might get really tempted.
Yeah.
That would be poor etiquette on my part.
Just blast Jenny in the face accidentally.
Sorry, should I have one of her boys clean it up? Come here, boy.
So what else?
So then at night, we thought it'd be a great idea to go to one of the rock metal clubs.
You said thought. Is that a bad idea?
Well,
oh, yeah,
it really wasn't so much a rock bar as it was a rock-themed bar.
Oh, like Flying in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Hard rock?
It's like, not like the hard, it's just like a shithole bar, like a hole-in-the-wall bar. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was just people dressing like what they think rock people would dress like.
Like
imagine
glam
every
rock.
Metal scene you could ever imagine. Like you had the L.A. bar scene versus like the over 40 crowd.
Dudes dressed as Gene Simmons from Kiss. Oh, hold on. No. We went there on the Swedish Kiss Army Division's monthly party night.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see what that looks like.
So there were like at least three dudes in Kiss makeup.
Yeah, this is Gene Simmons.
Walking around. And then like,
girls, too, dressed as Peter Criss.
Yeah, and then like suits, dudes in suits. There was a blackjack table. Like a lot of bars in Sweden have blackjack tables. It's kind of... I guess it's a thing there.
Also machines. They're like poker machines.
Yeah. And the music selection was so terrible.
Okay.
We walk in and it's Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Well, bad song choice, but not bad band.
Okay, sure. And then it went, like, it's just all these terrible, barely metal bands. And then finally, like, we're there for half an hour. And they
played Pour Some Sugar on Me.
He said that.
Oh,
he just said that.
Sorry. I'm like,
Jesus. Rob, get out the plunger and plunge her brain, will you?
Rob, my brain's overclogged.
I have burned so many brain cells in the last couple of days. I'm going to have to go to like a lab or something to get them back.
Then they play Sepultura.
So before you continue, I'm sorry. You brought it up just now. How is the weed in Sweden?
We'll get to that in a second.
It has weed in the name of the country.
There is no weed. I'll just tell you that. But so they finally play Sepultura, and I'm like, yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Something resembling metal.
But wait, it was ABBA covering Sepultura.
No, it was Territory. Oh, okay. I was like, I was so excited because I was like, all right, finally some metal in Sweden.
Okay.
We'll take, because, you know, Frank, I know you assume this. I totally assume that everyone was just going to be a metalhead there, and there were barely any metalheads. It was just all hipsters.
No black metal scene.
But what it was is everyone there listens to metal. They just don't dress like it. Because like we talked to a bunch of people, and they're like, oh yeah, I know these bands. But
so they're not hipsters. They just.
I mean, that's just, you know, the style of Swedish people. But then like, okay, so this is playing. And whereas the whole night everybody's dancing, for this everyone's just standing around like they don't know what to do. Like this is so heavy. And then like 2 minutes in,
oh, they shut it.
Like some other Kiss song. They didn't even let. It was too metal for
them.
Well,
listen, the Kiss Army was there. That was their directive to
stop
the music.
You gotta cater to who's there.
No. I understand. So we broke out of there.
We had one drink.
And then
the Kiss Army got in their tank and shut down the...
that was also the coldest night we had there. When
yeah,
we there.
Frank's hair froze. It turned into icicles.
Yeah.
And so cold.
Then, what's it called? Then we went to
the Sky Bar.
And we met this guy who actually got us some hash. And when I say some hash, I mean maybe like the... size of a dime.
Okay.
Like not a dime bag,
right,
but
a dime.
Like that
a
much
pebble.
Hash. A pebble of hash.
See, if you think about it, a dime bag would probably be smaller than that.
Well, in this economy, yeah. But, yeah, no, and he actually invited us. And this bar was really, really cool. It was basically at one of the highest points in Stockholm. Yeah, and you could just see all of Sweden from it. It's like a fancy bar that Frank would see in Sex and the City 2 on his third viewing of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you, why do you keep bringing that up?
It's kind of like an inside joke.
This is the first thing I've heard of this. What is this? Explain this to me.
I was going through Frank's external hard drive of movies,
uh-huh.
and he just has like weird movies in there, like Sex and the City 2,
okay.
and, like chick flicks, basically.
I like some chick flicks.
And, yeah, but I told him I have it there just in case, like, you know, you have a girl over. And
right.
Like
except then he was, at some point, he was like, this is like that part in the Sex and the City 2 when the lesbian... went to that bar with that other guy. I'm like,
but
I don't get the reference at all, Frank.
But Frank watched it while he was banging some broad, though. Come on.
Sure.
He just went. He went the extra mile.
And he was paying attention to the movie.
He learned it. He's a master boner.
Should say something about the girl. Come on.
I got your back, Frank. I'll defend you. This doesn't look good, though.
Darren and Frank are going to talk about the movie after the show.
Oh, wait. No,
I'll
no,
be
no.
honest with you.
Hold
I don't
on.
Know if I could win the jury.
Wait,
over
we
this.
Totally missed a really big part of the story. Between the metal bar and the sky bar, we had to take the train. And instead of walking upstairs, we decided to take one of the elevators. And there was six of us. And we got stuck in an elevator.
You're two for
again.
Two.
Two for two. I could. When it happened, I was like, no.
It's you.
It totally.
Rob just clogs things up.
I really was like, man, Rob, you really need to just lose some weight.
Were there any Swedish Guidos in the.
No.
Guidos?
There were Swedish Guidos, but we were stuck in an elevator with three girls. Who rationality was not in their in their head. One girl, this one girl, Kim, who was a very nice girl.
Were they hot?
They were nice girls.
maybe they broke it. The heifers.
They were friends.
They were all just like, press the buttons.
Oh.
Press the open door. And
oh,
then, like,
oh, okay. I thought you were just random people.
No. Every time, like, the elevator would – every time the other elevator – it's, like, two elevators next to each other. Every time the elevator would go up or down, our elevator would shift, like, half a centimeter or something like that.
Oh, my God!
And they're like, what was that? Or, like, I'd move my leg, and they're like, oh my God! And we were just like, what is going to happen? What, are we going to plunge to our death?
Yes.
And then 1 hour later we were fine. They were like, hit the alarm again. Let them know that we're annoyed. And the guy was like, and then they were like, look, we tried everything we could. We tried restarting it. The traffic control guy has to come by. And then they were like, where is he already? Ask him if he's here.
That wasn't all of us. That was just that one person.
You?
No, it wasn't me.
You were definitely
at it.
You were the one that was like, press the button. Try this button. Try that button. And it was like, no, the buttons have been
pressed. I did that in the beginning, but then I stopped when I saw I wasn't doing anything.
Can I just say something from the chat here? Super Nintendo Chalmers said, Rob got off and the elevator shot up into the sky.
Well, as soon as they opened the door, I like ran for my life.
Oh, that was the best part. As soon as they were like,
because I was just waiting.
Frank and Paul were in the first row of this elevator. Then Noah and one of the girls were in the second row.
How
and
big
me,
was this elevator?
Me and the third girl were in the third row, right? Just explaining. And we were pretty much like, that's all you could fit in there, right? As soon as the elevator doors open, all three girls bum rush. They're like,
the pretty people go out first.
And like, you know, it's like, you know, like the dust clouds formed of them. And us guys were like, whoa, what just happened? Where are they? We're like still in the elevator. Like, what's going on? So then we go to Sky Bar. We hang out there. And in Sweden, it's weird. Like, some bars close at 1. Some bars close at 3, and then, like, on Friday and Saturdays, you can find some bars that close at 5 in the morning, which is the absolute latest.
Okay.
But it's like a after-party type thing where you have to know somebody or...
Yeah, so after we went to the Sky Bar and we hung out there, we met some other Swedes. And here's the thing, too, about Swedish people. They were all so friendly. Everyone was super nice, super cool, and it's like... You're friends with people within a few minutes of meeting them. And we met this one guy there, Aaron, who like, we met him for 2 minutes. He's like, oh, yeah, there's this other party going on at this club that's called Underbridge, which was just literally this door under a bridge. Like, there's no way you would know about it unless you knew about it.
You're inside the bridge?
Like,
you had to, like, walk on the side of the road, and it was,
yeah,
like, icy
walk
and stuff.
Through these fences, and, like, you're like, is there anything here? And then
yeah,
you turn.
Like, plywood.
Yeah, there's, like, plywood. It's like, there's nothing here. And
there's
then
a troll under the bridge, and ask you three questions.
And then you turn a corner, and then you just hear. And there's a woman at this door, this magical door, and she's like, 30 crowns, please.
Ay, ay, ay.
And so we enter this crazy, like, underground club, and we get into the elevator, and there's a black dude pressing the button. I was like, what is this, a modern-day Mad Men? What's going on here?
But it's one of those, like, freight elevators.
Yeah, it was a freight elevator, and, like,
Perfect for Rob.
All black lit at this point. And
I liked it.
It's okay. I'm big. I get it. And then, so it's just this dance club that... It just reminded me of the character in Space, the delivery guy who
just
constantly had to dance. Like, that's how I felt.
He was the raver.
It was just kind of like a rave club. And again, lots of cool people. All the bathrooms looked really weird.
Did you affect any of them?
No, I didn't do any pooing in there.
Okay, good.
I did do some peeing. By the way, I thought for the Robert Stays in Europe, we need to update it now. instead of now you're power napping all over the world, it should be now you're power pooping all over the world.
Power crapping.
Clogging up toilets the way I clog black girls.
Good.
That would be the 2011.
In all fairness, though, you did power nap a lot on this trip, so I think power napping still applies.
Well, yeah, but in all fairness, we maybe slept 4 hours a night every night, so I feel the power napping was warranted. It's not like I was just... out for 20
hours. But you
power
napped before you power pooped.
Of course.
Sometimes you did it together.
Of course. Yeah, sometimes I would nap on the pooer.
The poop was so powerful you could nap afterwards.
Knocks him the fuck out.
After that, we went back to Paul's house and we hung out with our new friend Aaron for hours until the sun came up.
We talked about music and I asked him if he knew Falconer and he didn't. So then I played him Falconer, and he liked it.
So now Falconer has two fans.
Well, he probably just
one of them
said
in their hometown.
So that was day two.
Which we stayed up until like 8 in the morning.
Yeah. So then
smoking and drinking.
We definitely decided that let's just sleep in a little bit for day three, which we did. Still didn't really get that much sleep. Then we tried to find breakfast. That didn't work out.
You didn't just go back to the buffet?
That only happened that one day. Apparently, it's kind of like really rare that you have to get like a buffet or something like that. In fact, I've learned that it's really rare to ever find American-style breakfast anywhere in Sweden.
Frank is getting so angry because all he wanted was an egg.
Yeah,
because Frank can't eat a non-breakfast food, right, for your first meal of the day?
Pretty much, yeah.
What if it's pussy? Yeah.
No. Frank doesn't eat the pussy.
Unless there's some egg on that pussy.
Yeah.
Well, they're in.
You stuff a pop tart. Listen,
I need breakfast. You know, I need eggs, and they just don't do it there.
Frank gets the juices flowing by playing Sex in the City, not by not by going south.
I forget. What do we do during the day? Did we go to like museums or something?
No, we went to that Pelican restaurant.
I want to know, what are they eating in the morning in Sweden instead of...
Sandwiches. They have like a ham
sandwiches,
and cheese sandwich.
Or they make stuff at home. They don't usually go out for food.
Okay.
But like, yeah, like all the cafes, they don't have... They just sandwiches are like a muffin,
but
coffee.
Can you request... Listen, I want an egg.
No, they just have whatever they have on the menu. It's not like... It's not like a diner.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I think I had a cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah?
But was that the day that we went to the Nobel Museum, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the day we went to the Nobel Museum.
Oh, we went to the Nobel Museum the second day.
Suddenly?
It doesn't matter.
That third day is we were out so late that we were just looking for food.
Oh, no. Oh, and then
we went to the photo
museum.
Yes.
Yeah, Noah, how was the Swedish Ammunition Museum?
Actually,
we didn't get to go.
Noah was like, the Artillery Museum is open.
Armory.
Armory? I'm sorry. The Armory. And I'm like, all right. Okay. We never made it. So, yeah, we went to the photo museum, which was actually really cool. There was this one exhibit about a guy that works with lights, and he creates all these photos of like circles with light. And we had way too much fun with that because at one point, like, Noah brought a camera and she went photo crazy. She must have taken like 400, 500 photos. Mm-hmm. And like this one photo that we were like looking at, and if you look at it at certain angles, it kind of looked like
it was
moving.
Mirages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we started taking photos with it. And I don't know. I think a few other attendants of the museum might have been pissed at us.
I saw one of those photos. It looks like Patrick Swayze in drag with some writing around it.
Okay.
Oh, no. That was the Lady Warhol.
Oh, yeah. That was just
that was different.
Andy Warhol in drag photo. Oh.
No, I was just kidding. I was making fun of Sean's tattoo.
Darren was doing all he could
that
to make this portion.
So much pussy.
True. As I said, Darren was doing all he could to make this portion of your story interesting.
Oh, sorry.
I commend you, Darren.
So then I went. I made sure to poo. I made sure to poo in the toilet. Didn't clog that one, so that was good.
Okay.
Then we went to a karaoke bar at night. Another metal bar, which was slightly more metal. And then when we walked in, they played 4 Disturbed videos in a row.
Followed by 3 Dio songs.
Which I want to say, like, after hearing Kiss and, like, Def Leppard, I was like, all right, I'll take Disturbed.
Borderline metal.
Yeah.
I love that you just go to bars and judge them based on how metal they are. Like,
yes.
Are these bars advertising that they're metal bars?
Yes.
Well, that's what we like.
Well, I mean, that's
what we were told they were.
By who?
By the friends of ours, usually.
Yeah.
Well,
friends who
lying.
Like Disturbed.
Yeah.
Well, no, you ask where's the rock club or the metal club, you know.
That's what we're interested in seeing. I mean, if you go on vacation and you want to see something else, like the Weezer clubs, that's okay.
The what?
We checked out plenty of, like, the raves and everything else, too, you know.
Yeah, we were just trying to check out. But anyway, so they had karaoke that night, and I was totally into it. I was like, I'm totally going up because who the fuck do I know here? And
said everybody was friendly, and you're instantly friends with them, so you knew everyone.
Shit.
Don't.
No, but you know, shut up.
Stop making sense.
So my initial pick was P-Cells by Megadeth, which I think I did a phenomenal job of. I did my best Dave Mustaine impersonation.
He made people laugh.
And what? Then I actually convinced Noah to come up with me, and we did a duet of Green Jelly's Three Little Pigs.
Oh, my God.
No. And it was awesome because, first of all, Noah really got into it.
I didn't really want to do it.
She started
then
headbanging. Yeah, totally guilted her into it.
She did windmills at one point.
Yeah, she was windmilling and stuff. There's video
like
footage. We're going to post it.
See, I didn't know I was going to be videoed. And I was under the impression that, I'm in Sweden. I don't know anyone here. It doesn't matter what I do because we're never going to talk about this again.
Right.
Or see it again.
And so we did that. And, like, people were even getting into it. There was this one dude that just, like, ran up to the stage and was like, yeah, like headbanging along. And then I get off the stage and some guy is like, hey, is this you? And he shows me his iPhone. And it's me interviewing Nurgle. And I'm like, yeah, that is me. He's like, oh, my God, I love your interviews. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
That's weird.
What's going on? I'm like, yeah, metal injection, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
did you give him a free CD?
Nightwish.
Hey, that guy, if you want to message me.
Did you ask him what his junkie name was, at least?
No, I didn't ask him
any
of that.
Hey, do you like music? You were like the heaviest metal act that they've had there.
Oh my God!
You should have seen.
Jerk. You should have seen the other karaoke picks.
Come on, that was good.
Okay.
One guy sang "One" by U2. Like
one, that
big,
was the worst.
Burly bald guy.
Barely sang it. What was the shitty Metallica song that somebody picked?
Frantic.
No. It was from Reload.
King Nut. No, it wasn't King Nothing. It was.
Is it Unforgiven 14?
Until It Sleeps?
No.
Whatever, some shitty Metallica song.
Enter Sandman.
Yeah!
So the whole time, like after Rob and I did our duet, then because it was all just guys doing it, and there was like these two chicks that did it, and then one of them was doing it, but they were taking it very seriously. So then after Rob and I went up, then they started singing together. And I was joking with Rob. I was like, we should see if they have If I Close My Eyes Forever, the Ozzy Osbourne and the Lita Ford cover. song. And we were just laughing about it. And then that couple goes on the stage and they totally do it.
Terrible. Did we do anything after that club?
Yeah, then we went to get falafel and then we rented the bus.
Yeah,
we don't need every
these are great.
Specific.
Yeah,
interesting.
No, no, no.
Let's
if we're
gonna
do this, can we pause and have a music break?
No, no, no. We're gonna power through this.
we're like what on the second day still?
We're gonna power.
So
poop.
Wait, let's go back to day one.
Why don't you leave something after the
like,
break?
Like a fucking
next,
brain drill.
Right, here's the meat of the story here. All right, here's the meat of the story. And I'm not talking about my photo. Sean, I'm sorry. I know we're not focusing on your birthday here. That's bigger news.
What a prima donna. Jesus
really
Christ.
Need a cigarette.
You can go out for a cigarette. It's okay, Sean.
It's my birthday today.
So, no. So this next night we're at a – so we haven't really met any, like, real metalheads or anything like that, just people that were into metal and whatnot. And then the next night we end up going to a bar right by Paul's house, this random bar we stumble into, and then this bartender seems really, really friendly. And he gave us our drinks, and he's like, so what kind of scene are you guys into? And we're like, oh, you know, primarily metal. And then they're like, oh, you should talk to this guy. And it was a dude who is all tattooed up, has a Pantera button, like a Metallica shirt, Suicidal Tendencies sneakers. So he was our kind of guy. And then he was, like, telling us about this metal store and just, like, all about metal. Mm-hmm. Like, a really nice Swedish dude into metal.
You're talking about Watain, too, and how, like,
hung out
with them.
He's doing their tattoo soon, and he's tattooed Dismember and a bunch of other bands, too.
So he told us there is a metal scene in Sweden, but
it's under a bridge.
It's
in a cave.
It's, like, literally, it's very underground. They don't really want posers. They're, like, really serious about posers. Like, the Watain, they actually own a bar. But, like, they don't advertise it or anything because they just want their friends.
It's like a secret club thing.
And he was saying that one of the members of Watain has, like, a Nazi tattoo or something. And a dude came to their bar and was like, I don't appreciate that you have a Nazi tattoo. That's not cool. And the guy from Watain got an axe and was like, get the fuck out of my club. All right.
I got serious.
Yeah, very serious. And then, so the bar, it was 1 a.m., the bar was closing, and we're, like, putting our clothes on, putting our jackets on.
We have to say, though, that we're
putting our clothes back.
Before we took our clothes off, we learned about these really delicious shots.
Oh, yeah. Frank found his new favorite shot.
I did. I fell in love.
Was he naval?
Yes. No. It's this thing called Hot Shots that has, like, alcohol and coffee and whipped cream. It's pretty rare.
Sambuca, espresso, and then whipped cream, and then Christ. Like brown sugar on top, and it's warm.
It's a recipe for a clogged toilet.
And it's like it's a three layered deal, so it doesn't all mix. It's all separated, thanks to the magic of like chemistry or physics or whatever the science is.
We were doing Patron and coffee shots last night. It sounds like it'd be a good mix.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then we're about to leave, and I hear Rob. Rob Injection? And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh my God, dude, I'm such a big fan. I listen to the live cast all the time. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, no, yeah.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I love your show, Shlomo. Oh my God, of course, of course. I'm like, who are you? And how did you?
For a second, I thought it was Shlomo.
It was Shlomo.
His impersonation was so accurate that it would have made you think that.
And then I'm like, this is Noah. And he's like, Noah, what are you doing here? Oh, my God, what are you guys? I'm such a big fan. And then the bar was closing, so we're like, oh, after party. Let's hang out. Yeah. He's like, yeah. And then him and his girlfriend were like walking back to Paul's place. And he's like, you guys don't understand. I listen to you guys all the time at work. I make all my friends at work listen. Like, Sean, what did he say about Sean?
He's like, oh, I love it when he has that really deep, serious voice. And then he goes, yeah, I jerked off into a Doritos bag.
That's just totally made my night.
Sounds like some guy in Sweden knows that you came in Rogerino's
tent. And his whole office knows about it.
My folks are listening right now, and I hope they're so proud of me.
That's your legacy right there. It's going to be on your tombstone.
He says that he, like, forces his coworkers to listen. Like, he plays it at work.
But I was telling Sid yesterday, this is actually kind of funny that you guys ran into this dude this weekend. Because
let me guess. You ran into a guy that listens to the live cast.
Exactly. Mondo.
Let me guess. He's going out with your girlfriend's best friend.
God damn it, Sid.
You got to tell everyone everything.
End of story. End of story.
That was even better than I hoped it would be.
Son of a bitch.
I was waiting this whole stupid trip story for this one month.
Wait, you can tell. You can tell. Go ahead.
That's it. That's literally it. I went to my girlfriend's fucking place in Connecticut. We went out with our high school friends. And one of the dudes put two and two together and figured out that he listens to the live cast all the time. Her best friend's boyfriend.
Oh, so it's not just because friends.
It was actually just like random small world kind of shit.
Did he recognize your voice or how did he know? Or did
they figured it out before I met him. They figured it out like a couple weeks ago. But he's been listening to it for like the past half a year. And then when me and my girlfriend started like officially dating, shit, like her best friend was like, oh, he's got this, metal podcast because she knows her boyfriend, listens to like Mastodon, Lamb of God, all that kind of shit. And he's like, oh, I listen to that shit all the time. And then they put two and two together that the Sean on the show was the Sean that she was dating and the whole thing. It's kind of fucked up. But anyway.
Awkward. So we basically hung out for like an hour. And he was quoting Shlomo.
Yeah, and he knew like so many things about the show. And we were really drunk and shocked.
Our mind was blown that someone in Sweden.
We'll have Link on the video.
Oh, yeah, his name is Link.
Yeah, we have video for it. We're going to have
his real name.
Do you have a link to that?
Link and his girlfriend, Sarah.
That, we're going to have a category for international caller on the awards. Mm-hmm. And so that always, when I was putting that together, all the clips, I was saying how weird it is that we have people on every continent practically.
I know. Come on, Antarctica. I know there's some scientists. Antarctica
at base camp.
who is listening to us?
I was playing poker and there was a dude. You can see where people are from, like where they're accessing the site from.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy was from Antarctica.
Yeah,
playing poker.
No, what else are they gonna do there?
I guess.
So we then just wrapping things up. Our last full day. Mm-hmm. We went to the Vasa Museum, which I kept laughing about because that's like a slang term for like dude or bro in Russian.
It really means like dickhead though, right?
But no, it's like what a Vasa. No,
I thought they call each other that like affectionately.
I don't know, maybe.
You told me that.
Anyway, so it's a Swedish ship. Frank, you could probably explain it better than I can.
It's basically just a ship that sank in the 1600s on its maiden voyage. Yeah. It was a warship, though.
It sank after like 20 minutes because they had too much
too many cannons.
Artillery.
Somebody clogged the toilet. Yeah.
My ancestor had to use the bathroom on the ship.
It was Sven Pasvani of Stockholm. Oh, no, the ship is going down.
The unpublished story of Vasa.
I told you to go before we left port.
Didn't we invent plungers yet?
We'll never eat meatballs again. Damn you.
But, no, the ship was actually really, really awesome, like very metal looking.
Yeah.
Like, Amon Amarth needs to shoot a music video on it or something. Cause
right next to it.
Yeah. Oh, and we took this ferry to the island where the ship was on. And it was crazy because it's so cold in Sweden that the rivers are iced over. Like, there's layers of ice. That we rode through.
Yeah. It's like breaking up glaciers as you're, like, going through it.
Oh, was there any appreciable difference in how much daytime there is there? Than here?
At this time of year, no.
Okay.
But they were telling us in the summer, it doesn't get dark until like 11 o'clock.
Wow.
And earlier in the year, or late last year, if you went further up north, you would only get like 5 hours of sunlight or something like that.
Damn. That's weird.
But we didn't really notice anything.
Okay.
But what we did notice was the water was amazing. Their plumbing is, other than the toilet plumbing.
That was your fault.
But, no, like, it's so good. Like, when you move the lever from hot to cold, it's like real-time reaction.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and it actually, you know, there's actually a difference between, like, if you move it, like, half an inch, you'll feel a difference.
And I wish we had that here.
And it was so clean. Like, I could have drank the cold tap water for hours. It was so good. It was the best water I've ever drank. It's just water.
Crazy.
But anyway, so the last day, we went to the Voss Museum, and then at night, we hung out with all those people we met at the bar. Basically, we hung out with all the people that we met in Sweden. That metal dude who told us about all the metal scenes and stuff really took a liking to Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, hanging out all the time, right, Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chemistry there?
Yeah, Noah, what happened with you guys?
Did you blow him?
Oh, hey.
I didn't blow him.
I asked for chemistry.
Why can't I just talk to someone without everyone staring at me right now?
I would like
the way you're reacting. It seems like you've got something to hide.
We're interviewing you.
I was talking, like, we were talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oh. Liar.
Did you get any contact info?
Yeah.
Or any contact?
Like blowing?
Yuho?
Well, I was working up to that, Sid. Jesus.
I thought that's where we started. How are we working
up
to it?
I'm not
going to
talk about it.
I already jumped to the blowing.
All of a sudden, you're not going to talk about it? Come on.
Because.
What, is he listening?
I don't know.
Is he coming to visit at some point?
I don't know.
No pun intended.
Rob, clearly you know more than you've said so far. So.
Well,
get blown?
Nobody got blown.
Was he a member of ABBA?
He was not. No, he was like a total.
No, then got blown.
Yes.
Total metal dude.
He was from ABBA.
Okay.
But there was some lip locking.
Okay.
Is that true?
Oh.
Is that true? Is he fucking around?
110% true. 100%.
And we were like, it was the end of the night, and we were all going home, and like Noah was helping him hail a cab, and we were kind of confused if Noah was coming with us or if she was going with him, and it was like, Noah, what are you doing?
I'll have to stay with you. The toilet's clogged where I'm at.
I just needed a chest to shit on.
You have a working toilet? I love you. Marry me.
I know what Swedish guys sound like.
No, what?
You.
No, it's
you. It's always your voice.
Try to follow the show here. It's pretty simple.
She's busy thinking of that guy's eyes.
Yeah.
What were his hands like?
You should have got some.
Maybe
it's
if it wasn't the last night.
Hasn't it been a while?
Specifically
None
because
of your
it's
business.
Last night is why you should have gotten some.
His manly chest melted the creatures.
It was like 4 in the morning, and we had to get up to go to the airport in a few hours.
Yeah. You could still have
I don't
let him throw it in you there in like the bathroom or something.
Big Sausage Pizza Destroyer wants to know, how were the dude's hands like?
I just asked
him. How were the dude's hands like? Is that what he actually said?
He had a lot of tattoos on him.
Actually, he said, how were that dude's hands like?
Okay, well.
Oh, my pizza.
Maybe when he learned how to speak English properly and ask me a question, or at least in the correct form, then I will answer. No, but, you know, Swedish guys are hot, and they're nice, and if they're going to talk to me, I'll talk to them. So I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't know. No one said you did anything wrong except Sean.
Yeah, no one was accusing you of anything.
Only Sean was.
When did I say blowing people was wrong?
You
never blew anyone.
Let's say you made it vulgar.
I wasn't right. Really interested.
Well, did you just meet me right now?
No.
Did you let him feel on your titties?
Just stating the facts.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm.
Did you do it anyway?
It was just a friendly conversation.
Jeez.
Actually, I don't even think that I would remember. To be
honest
with you.
Well, then.
No, but no.
You might be pregnant.
Rape by deception.
Yeah, let's just say that he got her very drunk because when we went back to our place, her and Frank, honestly, I've never seen them this drunk. Like, I was the rational adult.
Oh my God. Hold on.
I was like, I was like, guys, am I really being the rational one here? Calm down.
You're really stretching the bounds of credibility with this story right now.
I'm telling you that's what happened. At one point, they wanted to go downstairs and get food, and Noah was like, I'm not moving. And Frank was like, well, I'll carry you. And he raised the chair that she was sitting on along with her, and I'm like, what are you two doing?
We went into the elevator that way.
You see yourself.
Carry me on my throne. You're my mountain man.
No. He was holding me over his shoulder, and I was holding the chair against my ass, like in sitting position.
So she didn't want to stop sitting. Noah, didn't you run into a troll? What was that about?
Oh, God.
Under the bridge at the club?
Okay, so Paul has this cart guy in front of his house. Well, it's not really a cart. It's like a hut.
Yeah.
Like a hot dog hut, burger
what?
And everything.
There's just stands. Like,
yeah, a stand.
Yeah, okay. With food around.
And he's open like 24 hours. So we went there.
No, it wasn't 24 hours because it was closed. And that's why we had to go to 7-Eleven.
No, wait. So then that troll thing happened the night before when we went to the cart guy drunk.
I left you alone is what happened.
Frank went to 7-Eleven and he was gone for like a half an hour. And there was like this gypsy woman that was standing there drinking a Carlsberg talking to the guy in the stand. And she asked me for money, and I said, well, I don't know. I only have enough for my food. She didn't understand me. She was wearing, like, this dirty white T-shirt over her head, and she had, like these cuts on her face with, like, mucus coming out of it, and she was wearing a fur coat and heels.
How did mucus get in her cuts? Like pus, you mean?
I think it was just, like, the stuff that's under your skin.
Oh,
like, the
right.
yellow stuff frozen.
I get it.
On her face. So Frank leaves, and I'm just standing there waiting for the food to finish cooking. And she asked me for money, and I said, well, I don't know if I have enough for my food, but if I have anything, then I'll give it to you. So the guy gives me back 10 crowns, which is like a dollar. And I gave it to her, and she was so thankful that she came up to me and she hugged me. And she put her face next to my face to kiss me. She didn't touch my skin or anything, but she just like hugged me. And she was so thankful, and then she started talking to me about stuff, and she showed me her beer that was tucked in like her fur coat. And she sounded like Gollum.
Did you go to the Swedish CDC to see if you caught anything?
I took a cotton swab
good
sample, and I submitted it to the government for right. inspection.
Wow, that was disgusting.
Which part?
The whole Swedish trip. Can we take a music break? Anything?
We have a lot of callers.
Yeah.
Why don't we?
Like four of them.
That'll be a little tease, you know. We can.
Well, we don't want to make them wait throughout the gigantic.
Okay, let's start with 732.
732. What do you want?
I just wanted to wish the best live cast host ever a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, it's not my birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's not my birthday.
It's
either.
Sean's birthday, actually.
Let's be honest.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Talking to you on Facebook for. Told me to call in. Did.
Oh, is this Liam?
Liam, how much should he pay you to call him the best live guest?
That I said last
he
week.
Doesn't have to pay me, Rob, because he's actually funny.
Of 2010. I don't know where he's from or anything.
The one dude?
The one dude. The one lone dude who likes
the one guy who didn't want to read anything, just album titles.
Yeah, fuck reviews.
Got it. Well, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Liam.
Liam, please call in and give me a good review and say I'm the best host. Thank you.
All right, who else do we have?
Okay, let's go with 651.
651, you're on the air. What's your
name?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? This is Steve from St. Paul.
Hey, Steve from St. Paul. What's going on?
Hey, all your shenanigans just reminded me of a pretty surreal experience I had in Romania with some metalheads. If you're interested
that's
in hearing
cool.
your story.
Anyway,
did you get recognized as a live cast caller? Because that's pretty cool.
Let's hear it.
No. No, but I was cruising around Romania, and like mostly I just heard like shitty techno everywhere. And finally, I saw a dude with like long hair and like three quarters pants. I was like, and he came up and actually asked me for money. He was a bum. So I was like, dude, what kind of music do you listen to? Am I still on?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. All right. Anyway, and he was like, he said like AC/DC, Hammerfall, like and other more metal bands. And I was like, oh, cool. And he said, you want to see the gig, like, where we had metal shows? I was like, fuck yeah. And he took me down to this, like, crazy basement with, like, stone archways and, like, graffiti on the walls that had, like, angels and demons. There was a bunch of people hanging out. and there was like a Nazi motorcycle down there, and that was trippy. But it was really cool. And then he said, hey, you want to come to the park and make money with us? And I was like, how are you going to make money? He said, well, we're going to ask for money and get drunk. I was like, all right. Sure.
We're going to take a bike and run over Jews later.
Yeah, so I was there with my buddy, who is also named Steve. And we were hanging out with these guys. And this fellow that we had met, his name was Alec. He played, I asked him if he played in a band. He said, yes, I sing in the death metal band. Oh, cool. What's your band called? And he says, Brothel Death Metal.
Right to the point. Ever.
Cool. And, like, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if he, like, understood my question. Like, if the name of his band was Brutal Death Metal. And I asked him later, dude, what's the name of your band again? And he goes, it's Brothel Death Metal. Yes, yes. So, I'm pretty sure the name of his band was Brutal Death Metal. And, so that was cool.
Typically, I don't have MySpace page.
But then things got weird when this dude, he had like a spike bracelet on, and he was wearing a scorpion tattoo, or like, he had a scorpion tattoo on his wrist. And my buddy Steve asked him, dude, where'd you get that scorpion tattoo? He goes, oh, I got it in Druvi, prison. And we're
wait,
like, oh.
Like scorpions, the band, or a scorpion?
No, like the arthropod.
Oh, Jesus.
And he got it in Jersey then?
Anyway, so check this out. The most surreal conversation I've ever been a part of in my life ensues. My buddy Steve goes, dude, where'd you get that scorpion tattoo? He goes, oh, I got it in prison. What were you doing in prison? Oh, well, I stabbed a guy. Well, why'd you stab him? Well, he hit me in the face. Well, why'd he hit you in the face? Oh, well, I put his teeth down to the curb and I stopped on it. And then we go, well, why'd you do that? He goes, oh, he was a nigger.
He clogged my
throat. And so, like, we're just standing there, like, completely terrified of this dude now. Like, luckily, we're both white dudes, so we're probably fine. But, like, we had no idea what to do. The only thing I could awkwardly think of to tell the guy was, like, you ever seen American History X? And he just goes, yeah, that movie's awesome. The football movie stops, yeah. And he was, like, all amped
like
on that movie.
That sucked.
And then the final bit of craziness was, like, drunkenly, like, it's like 2 a.m. now. Like, he turns to my friend Steve and he takes off his spike bracelet. He looks at him and goes, Steve, my friend, old friend of mine, he left long ago when we were children and he gave this to me, but I want you to have it now. And Steve goes, dude, I can't take that from you. That's your friend. And then he gets really serious and just looks at my buddy and just goes, when I give something to someone, they usually take it.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, okay. So we just, like, take the spike bracelet, and we, like, stumble our drunken asses back to the hotel and just are really glad that we're still alive and didn't get, like, killed by these skinheads.
I'm going to have to read some Seth Putnam tweets in a Dracula voice later.
People are generally very superstitious and dumb, so
and
you probably could have just said anything like, oh, if I take something from you the first time that I meet you, you're going to grow a tail or something, and they'll believe you.
Okay.
But this guy's an attempted murderer, so he might have just stabbed him instead.
Yes.
It's always a possibility.
I don't want to grow a tail. Come here.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing your travel story with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Woo!
Get him off the line!
Yeah, that's where
okay, I'm going to save the best for last, so let's go with 804.
Why you got to insult the guy you're taking now?
804.
Hello.
Hi.
I guess
hey,
you're
this
right.
is James from Richmond, Virginia. What's up?
Hi, James.
You
How
tell
you
us.
What's on your mind?
Yeah.
I've just been a huge fan of the live cast, and I've watched you, and I've actually listened to you guys. Yes. Ever since you guys first started.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you regret it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you regret it? How many hours you've wasted listening?
Not a fucking minute of it, man.
Good.
I love the podcast.
I was being sarcastic.
Noah's very self-deprecating.
I was sarcastic.
All of us, the other ones of us, are very narcissistic here.
Have you ever called
me? No, I haven't.
No. Not even as a different character?
No.
He does sort of. I hear vague hints of Bubba from the Sticks. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a hillbilly.
Yeah, we had a guy specifically calling himself that and acting like a crazy bastard.
No.
Yeah, well.
Fair enough.
But I actually know Ed Cooney, the guy who called in about special ed CA or Generation ADD.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
remember him?
Year and a half.
Generation ADD.
Yeah. Well,
I actually know Ed, yes.
Okay. Well,
I've known him ever since eighth grade.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
All right. Let's take one more caller. Our caller of callers. Get him on the line.
Our caller of callers.
Okay.
What's up, Shlomo?
Hello.
Hi, Shlomo.
The world famous Shlomo.
Yeah, world famous.
People know you in Sweden. You are world famous.
World.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I forgot to say that. The dude in Connecticut. The name drops, or the names that he drops were Shlomo and Pizza Destroyer, and he's like, "Where did you find these people? These are the most amazing
they found us,
individuals." He's like, "Those are your gold mines, right there: Pizza Destroyer and Shlomo."
Funny.
Pizza Destroyer has disappeared. It seems.
Really? Who's this person with? Yeah.
Well, we're having an issue with the chat, so maybe.
Yeah. No. The guy in the chat does Pizza Destroyer themed names.
Oh, so it's not
a different
the
guy.
Pizza Destroyer.
Pizza Destroyer hasn't called in a few weeks.
Right, no, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
You might be dead.
Well.
So what's on your mind, Shlomo?
Anyway, that'd be cool how I am known in Sweden.
Yeah, you
we
should
know.
Say hello to all of your Swedish listeners.
Yeah.
Do you think that's like an OCD thing or something, the autism thing? That he has to go anyway. Like,
yeah. It's a verbal crutch.
Like a tick, right?
Yeah.
So, Shlomo, you should give a shout out to your biggest Swedish fan, Link.
Hi, Link.
Link.
Yeah.
Link.
Link. Yeah.
Link, like in Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah, Link. How, Link?
And so no one's
say
hello. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I you know what extenders are? You know what extenders?
What?
Suspenders.
Extenders.
He said extenders, but I don't know what do you mean.
Extenders.
Oh, calm down. Listen. What is
calm
it?
Down, Shlomo.
Extenders. Extenders.
Okay, what are you ranting about?
To extend the jaw. Extenders.
Extenders to extend what?
The jaw.
The jaw.
It's for blowjobs?
But what is the purpose? What?
It is to make the jaw bigger before the braces.
Okay, but you're saying you are wearing them. That's why.
No, yeah, I'm wearing extenders. I'm going to be having a month or two. I'm going to get braces.
I didn't know why he was just bringing this up out of nowhere, but.
My mouth is salivating for no reason.
Shlomo, nothing's changed.
It's salivating.
Slavin,
whatever.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, Shlomo. I'm
okay,
sure.
Bye.
Okay, let's just wrap up the queue here because we have one last caller.
Okay, who do we got?
We have 870.
870, make it quick.
What's up? It's Ross Gnarly.
What's up, Ross Gnarly?
Sweet. What's going on?
Ross Gnarly.
I'm a big Ross Gnarly fan.
Good guy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sean.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And also, I also loved your year in list.
Oh, yeah. Me and the music break, Ross Gnarly helped out a little bit with some of the suggestions that I picked to put on.
Oh, shit.
Fancy.
Yeah, Ross is Sean's grind injection.
Yep.
Well, if we have time to get to it, we can play your No. I was going to say
Let's go music break list this episode. Let's make it one of those. No.
No, I was going to say we can play his submission that he sent.
Oh, yeah. We'll play that when we come back.
Awesome. All right. Y'all take it easy.
Thanks, Roster.
I don't feel like taking it easy.
Well, take it hard.
Let's get to...
Rob likes it rough.
What are we talking about?
Your poops.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, toilet paper.
Your
very
poop.
very rough in Sweden.
Poopery.
Let's start things off with this music break with a little Asuk. Am I saying that right? Asuk?
Ass suck.
I'm kidding. Yeah, obviously, it's ass suck.
No, it really is a souk because they put a stupid.
I know they put the umlaut there, but you don't do that for motorhead.
A non-functional. You should. They should take the stupid umlaut off. Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
It's funny.
It's just trendy.
I know. That's what I'm trying to be.
Motley Crue.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Here's a little Asuk on the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back.
Brother will kill brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, the frog plays one more fucking faint song. There may be some violence. The Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
Whoa. Wow, I guess Chuck Blandington is not a fan of the faints.
Who is?
I am. Okay. And lots of people on Last FM are.
Okay. All right. All right.
Well, so then, that
also
settles
fans
it.
Of Coldplay.
Don't get so defensive.
No way. No way. No.
They're pretty good. Quite a break we just had.
Yeah, that was. Let's see how many songs we played.
95,000. Sean walks back in from the break and he goes, That song was for you, Sid, that 2-second song.
Yeah, that's right. He had mentioned it to me earlier.
How
did
that
longer to mention it than the song was?
It was very
37 songs. That was our longest music break ever.
And it was more.
We really made it through 37 of the 50?
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't even get to like 1/4 of it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. No biggie.
It's going to be the whole fucking podcast, you know, page is just going to be one long music list.
So how does that 2-second song go, Sid? Oh, okay. It's catchy. I like the hook.
I like the production on that song, actually.
Hey, it made it in the Guinness Book of World Records. That's all it counts.
I heard Bob Rock is doing their next album. It's going to be much more poppy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Napalm Death?
Yeah.
There it is.
That was it.
Woo!
I love it. Got a good beat, you can dance to it. Napalm Death always.
Oh, it's 5 seconds, but there's only 2 seconds
of
music. 2 seconds
of music, that's right.
Yeah, well, it's very artsy. They know when to put the silence in.
The last 3 seconds.
Yeah, they got it. Try it. We're like now the classic rock station. We just have a rotation of like 12 songs that we play over and over. But they're all 2 seconds long. All right, you're listening to WINJ Classic 104.
And my next break will be 10 and under.
That was Napalm Death you just heard. Now let's check traffic and weather on the one, Sid.
You give us 12 seconds, we'll give you the world.
All right, thank you, Sid. And now let's play a little Napalm Death. WINJ. All right, that was
Napalm
Death.
Weather again.
It's like Groundhog Day here at WINJ. Hey, everybody, it's Morning Drive. It's time for a little WINJ Rock Block with Napalm Death. Dead air.
How about a little Two for Tuesday with Napalm Death?
Roar!
Oh, deep cut.
This is the lion.
I like the remix.
Roar!
So you said we had a new submission?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is it right now. Really.
This will be next week.
Yeah.
I got it.
The magic is happening at the moment.
So this was last week Ross Gnarly did a recap of episode 103, and now he sent one in of episode 104. And first we're going to hear a little Napalm Death on WINJ. Gotta find it. So what happened in Sweden, Rob?
Clogged some toilets, ate some meatballs.
Frank, you know, I have to ask Frank a question.
We have a blockbuster show tonight.
Oh, wait, pause.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. What's happening? Audio lines are blowing up. So I just wanted to ask Frank something before we get to this user submission. Frank had an issue with me eating on this trip.
Oh, I didn't have an issue with you eating. I couldn't help but notice that Noah eats more than any woman I've ever seen in my life.
Really? I've noticed that. Maybe not more than any woman, but any thin woman that's not a
I just thought it was funny. Like just about every hour on the hour, she was hungry again.
Yeah.
Either she's pregnant
hungry.
Or I don't know.
She's a pothead, I think. That's basically
it. Yeah, but we
go straight to your badonkadonk.
Yeah, it just...
And she throws up a lot.
No, I don't throw up at all. No, I don't throw up at all.
You
only
should see how her eyes just lit up every time it was like chow time on the plane.
Wow.
She didn't know what was coming or what, but she just lit up like
Carnival.
It was New Year's Eve or something. You know?
Bring me sustenance, students! At once!
I don't
know. More peanuts!
My metabolism is just like crazy. Like I eat and then I'm hungry again.
That's great. Listen.
And then in between I poop.
Oh, you poop a lot.
So there's
not
always
as much as Robba.
More food.
You use poopery.
Yeah. All right, I think it's time for user submission.
User submission, submissions.
Here comes some songs created by our fans.
Or just one.
Here comes some songs created by our fans.
It's just one.
Metal injection junkies have nothing to do. So they make some songs for me and you.
That's gay.
Somebody gonna get submissions. Somebody gonna get submissions.
The Ripper? He's showcasing his talents.
Cancer Scare
and Mammoth Grinder made a bunch.
Mammoth Commander.
User submitted, user submission.
Actually, I found another user submission intro.
We have a few of them.
I'm not sure what this one is.
I think it's time. That's time the show to get some user submitted, user submission.
Here comes some songs created by our fans.
Just one.
All right, so this is Ross Gnarly, recap of episode 104.
Previously on Lost.
Hey, this revolution will not be toasted.
We have a blockbuster show tonight.
Shlomo.
Gonna get pregnant.
We're all snarling. We're all snarling.
Barry's here. Are you fucking kidding? Fucking.
Nigger jokes.
Yes, vagina! There is a John Holmes dildo!
Lots of slurping sounds, too.
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking sloppy, man.
Have fun, people! I'm ready to go on! It's
time tonight! My dick hurts.
The finest lips Barry ever came across. Jeez, that's gay times, too.
Faggots.
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking
Justin Bieber.
I like the Bieber.
We met and then I got into Limp Bizkit.
I was into Limp Bizkit before. But...
Rob Charlie in the chat says, Rob was into Limp Bizkit because the kids told him it was cool.
Yes. A very, very heavy conversation tonight. We had a very Darrison. Let's go ahead,
Terry,
change it a little bit.
Ross and Ollie said, Rob's boot face popped up on the teleprompter and scared her.
I am so humbled.
Faggots.
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking.
Your stash is trash.
My friends and I were so good
today. Roar! I am a good person. I'm a lion.
Poopery. Faggots.
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking
tennis cock!
Three meat combo.
Ross Gnarly says, three meat combo was Noah's name in high school.
I want to say that Ross Gnarly is knocking him out the park.
Yeah, he is.
The Ross Gnarly show.
Alright.
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking.
Get your head out of my bed!
That little schmink was built up.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking.
Endangered species.
The truth is, he doesn't even have a softball team.
And millions of girls committed suicide.
Why is that gay? It's a different language.
Different language is gay.
Did you ever stick your finger inside your pee hole?
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking.
Jeff Lubin.
Rob's got a phone call.
Who is it?
Is it Seth Putnam?
Have your attention, please.
I'm not picking it up.
Rob's
a
identified
number.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It's Ross Gnarly.
Yeah.
Another submission.
Are you fucking kidding? Fucking.
All right.
Ross Gnarly managed to get every mention of Ross Gnarly.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Well, why wouldn't he? I mean, that was his episode last week.
It's not supposed to be about him. Hello.
It's about Rob.
It's all about Rob.
You're right. It's about me.
I can already predict what the next one's going to be about. Poop. It's going to be clogged toilets and
just
poop.
Poop in Sweden.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I feel like it was kind of a bonding experience, because now that I've stepped into your poo...
Yeah, the poop, my poo bonded together to prevent the toilet from flushing.
I don't know if you... Do you want to take the poo to the next level? Because I found something very funny online related to poop.
Let's poo it up!
I was reading the Best of Craigslist, and I found a posting warning people not to shave their ass hair. It's a little old. I don't know. This may have been around, but I never saw it. So I'm going to read this. You can stop me anytime if this gets to it. I'm going to preface this by saying it's like reading a porn story. It's like written in the language of a porn story, but it's totally not a turn on at all. It's like about ass hair, but okay. He uses porn language. All right.
Noah might be into that.
Don't shave that hair. I have recently made a mistake in my life, and I offer my story to you that you may learn from my error. It all started, as many things do, with me having trouble shitting. No, I was not constipated. This was not a regularity problem, but a matter of technique.
Darren?
Yes?
Can you do me a favor and read it as Dave Mustaine?
It seems my ass hair had grown to such a length that tiny grogans were constantly getting tied up in the matted jungle between my ass cheeks. It led to much frustration, with me knowing that I still had something to drop, but unable to shake the tenacious turd loose from its butt-hair dwelling. Eventually, I would have to do two things
either reach down with some paper and try to pinch off the lingering loaf, which required careful precision to avoid smearing the creature all over my rear, or just go for broke, start wiping, and hope that I could remove all the leftover fecal matter before the toilet paper reached its can't-be-flush threshold.
This is too disgusting because there's more.
Oh, I'm enjoying myself right now.
I was contemplating this problem when I had what seemed, at the time, to be a bright idea. Hey, this is my butt and my butt hair, right? So why don't I just eliminate all the hair, and then my Grogan's will flow out like beer from a keg? I said to myself, it is a statement that will go down in history with a lot of other regretted statements. How many Indians could there be? Said General Custer. Looks like a good day for a drive by JFK. There, America Online now has complete Usenet access by some idiot system tech. Such was my anal shaving idea. I performed the operation that night with a cheap disposable razor and a towel to sit on. Starting from the bottom and shaving the crack, from the crack to the cheeks, I began the arduous process of ridding my ass of hair.
All right, this is getting too gross for me. I'm sorry. I
get to the punchline.
There's no punchline. It just keeps
getting
grosser.
What ended up happening? What was the regrettable thing?
Oh, you want me to fast forward?
Yeah.
Just mung in the crevice.
Okay.
I now have a great respect for anal hair. Like everything in this world God created.
See, it is like Dave Mustaine.
It has its mighty purpose in existence. It was only after I had removed it that I started to learn how much I had been taking it for granted. For one, it provides friction. I learned this the next day when I walked out into the sun heading for class. After climbing two flights of stairs and starting to sweat, I started to notice something unpleasant. The sweat was accumulating in my crack and was causing the unpleasant sensation of my two ass cheeks sliding past each other with every step.
All right, I can't. That's it.
It hurts.
There's a lot more of this.
Yeah.
He got an ingrown.
You should put the link in the comments.
Yeah, maybe
page.
I will.
Just go to Rob's Facebook page. I think he posted it there, too.
If you want more ass-cracking discussion.
Okay, let's shift over to our phone lines.
Okay. What's up? Who's on the line?
We have 847.
Oh, it's Napalm Death
on the line.
847.
847 is
yes?
The line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on?
Yes.
That song was horrible, and it was forever.
That the Napalm Death
whatever kind of yelling song was playing was making my ears bleed.
That was actually 37 songs.
She thought it was one Metallica song. 90 minutes.
I thought it was your hold music, and I was thinking, gosh, this radio station blows with this hold music.
Let me guess. This is Sean's sister.
It is.
How did you know? It's his
Sean's
birthday.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great. Are you proud of Sean for coming here every week and revealing
Admitting
way
to
too show. Much personal info about his
that,
life?
You know, people, it's like therapy. Free therapy.
That's right.
What did you think of his Patrick Swayze tattoo?
That was you want to know the funniest thing is my husband's cousin told me about it, and I was like, shut up. He does not. And he goes, yeah, I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, what? You know about my brother's tattoo on Facebook, and I have no idea about this? Yeah.
You're not technologically savvy as a...
No, I am on Facebook, but I didn't notice that... I didn't know he posts his life on Facebook, that people that are related to me now see
really
it before I do that.
Yeah, I like to put myself out there.
It's, you know, I have to be honest, it's a little goofy.
Yeah.
When he's 70, I don't know if he's going to really want Patrick Swayze in his leg, but hey, it's there. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, what about the rest of the bullshit all over my body? That's kind of silly in general.
Well, you know...
That's
what you do, apparently.
Do you have a bunch of tattoos on your body as well? Like, did you guys get matching Che tattoos?
We do. Actually, our whole family does. It's like a thing we do together. We all get naked and get poked.
Whoa. It's true. It's
totally if there's a remix of this episode for next week, that needs to be featured heavily.
Make It in Folk is the working episode title.
Yeah. The Gressens family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like I've called into the radio before where you'd have a conversation and then they only play back parts of it, so it sounds like you said something really off the wall, worse than getting naked and poked with your family?
Oh, that's totally going to happen.
No.
Don't
worry. That's going to be ready next week.
Ross Gnarly is on that ready.
Yeah.
Since you're on the line, why don't you tell us an embarrassing Sean story and see if you can top some of the embarrassing Sean stories that he's told
us. Yeah, kind of hard.
I got a really good one. The first thing that came to mind was when he was about 10-ish.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
No, that's not cool. That's,
tell us. You got to tell us.
His mic is
maybe
off.
Maybe 9, 8, 9, 10. I'm not really sure how old he was. He decided, or maybe I decided. I don't know which of us decided. I'm 6 years older than him, so he did a lot of things that I told him to do.
Yeah, no,
we dressed him up in my bikini and stuffed it. And I feel like we might have even taken some photos of that. I'm not.
Oh.
I think there might be photo footage of that.
Yeah, photos exist.
Photo bucket.
We need
a graphic
of the show.
A black bikini with white polka dots. Mm-hmm.
No, was it a two-piece or a one-piece?
It was
a bikini. Two-piece. Bikinis are two pieces.
Okay, wait.
Rob only wears one-piece
bikinis.
Wait.
Tell us the truth. Does Sean still wear bikinis?
I think he might just wear the banana hammock, probably not the top.
I haven't grown.
And I think it might be green.
Oh,
because he's Irish.
Yeah.
He's not Irish. Why did he and my dad say that we are not Irish?
What are
Irish American?
He likes to call himself an Irish Jew, which is an oxymoron.
Yeah, because he drinks Gundo
a lot.
Nose. Yeah. He got a nose that can fill up a room. Are you kidding me?
He has to drink his beer with a straw.
So how do you identify yourself ethnically?
Excuse me?
How do you identify yourself ethnically?
We are German, Polish, and Norwegian, but we try to tell not anybody that we're Polish. We kind of keep that a secret.
I'm a quarter Polish.
Wow, Sean. So you've been lying to us this whole time. You're a total.
That's all it is.
You're a total ethnicity poser.
Why, are you afraid of Polack jokes or something?
No, I just they're up there with Asians.
We just don't want to claim it, you know? It's
a
little goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm sure, Polish people are like, what the fuck?
We have clearly
Polish.
Polish people know what's going on.
Do they?
Our parents or my mom.
Trees when
that
they
they're
have
a joke. I'm saying they know
okay.
the joke.
Okay.
Polish people designed the toilets in Sweden. I heard.
Yeah.
That's why they don't work.
Really?
Yeah.
In Russian, the word for house cleaner is Polak.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's all you need
what?
To know.
But
nice.
Like a feminine.
Yeah.
A feminine Polak.
So like my mom would be like, I think we need to hire a Polak to clean the kitchen.
No, a black one. The word is polyachka.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the actual word.
I like to call him Yakshima.
Is that when people say Coke for like
this
all different kinds of pops?
Brand
yeah,
nationality.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
Do they do that?
For the Coke.
You other people on the radio, do you guys say Coke for all pops?
Yeah, exactly. You just want a Sprite, but you say Coke, you know. Whatever. What is that, Arizona or some shit, right? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
No idea what I'm talking about.
Arizona iced tea?
No. When there's like Arizona and parts of California and like stuff. When we were at this diner, we were driving cross country, and you went and you wanted to order a pop, and they asked you, you know, what do you want? You know, you want a Coke? And I was like, no, you know, like or no, I said they said what do you want? And the guy's like a Coke, and then they said which kind? And then he's like the Coke, man.
A Coke.
And then, yeah. And he's like, well, we got orange, we got Sprite, we got blah, 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 you know, because Coke is pop or Sprite or soda.
Any kind of soda. I've heard that here in New York.
What happens if you want, like, the white stuff?
You got to ask the guy.
What's white stuff? Like Russian or something? What are you drinking?
No, like, what if you want, like, cocaine
milk?
Coke?
Oh, I think I meant, like, a complimentary.
Oh.
Unless you want a carbonated.
No, I don't ask for those. I just give them.
Oh,
just walk up to dudes.
What are we talking about?
Awkwardly behind a Blockbuster?
Yes. Yeah.
Cocaine.
Just came out of left field on that one.
Yeah, sister knows all about the white stuff. No, my sister knows all about the white stuff, too, because she's currently pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got a baby. Today, it's 15 months old, or 15 months, whoops, 15 weeks old.
That's
wow.
A
big that's baby in my belly.
Making a room in there, paying rent.
Crazy.
Wow. Any name of that,
Sean's
going to
be an uncle.
Yeah.
He's going to be the creepy uncle.
Oh, I already am. I already am a creepy uncle, and I'm a creepy uncle times two.
Oh.
Wait, you know who the father is, right?
Twice the creep.
Yeah, my husband. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I'm not insinuating it.
Yeah, definitely
my husband. He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah?
The husband's a good dude.
Cool.
He's a mason, but he's got very effeminate hands.
Yeah, really?
No,
he doesn't.
I'm kidding. He's got
you can see him right now. He's got, like, five giant cuts across his knuckles.
Yeah,
wow.
We got, like... You, like
he's out there laying bricks when it's 23 degrees this morning. It's serious manliness.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
I think that would be very
Noah
impolite.
Has a limit.
I'm just saying, 3 years ago, this guy's hands would be up your business.
Whoa.
Okay, but he's your brother-in-law, so
has
what are you
ever,
trying to do here?
Has he ever has he ever been on a mountain?
Go on the mountain. What is going on the mountain?
Wait, so are you? Do you also listen to heavy music?
No.
Oh, no.
It's Justin Bieber.
Do you have Bieber?
Justin Bieber. You know what? For the longest time until recently, I thought his last name was Beaver, and I didn't think that was appropriate for him to be going around little girls yelling Beaver. I just thought that was wrong.
Yeah.
So,
then one of my students at school said, "It's not Beaver, it's Bieber." I was like, "Oh, really?"
No, Heather likes, she's really into, like, fish and that kind of stuff. And she would go to the fish shows and make patchwork dresses and sell grilled cheese to dirty hippies. Like,
is that where the child was concerned? The fish concert? Like, on a blanket?
Yeah, just the back of a VW bus.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of patchouli scent in your house growing up.
Yeah, with a Jerry Garcia t-shirt on.
Now, like, was there, like, a duel of music, like fish, and then you were like, oh, God, I hate this. I'm going to blast my black flag or
well,
my
no,
1-2 second napalm death
I
song.
Say,
no,
like,
Sean
no.
was
yeah.
a little hippie at one point, too.
Yeah, there's a spot where I really looked up to my sister and I took what she listened to. And, like, she introduced me, like, Creedence and all this kind of, these kind of things. And
you also
guy,
went out and fucked a bunch of Masons?
Yeah.
you had to do.
I want
to...
But no, I took her taste for a little bit. You know, I skipped the Alanis Morissette and Better Than Ezra.
Oh. No, you didn't. Then why do you have that Better Than Ezra tattoo?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew's
right.
Crashed on my back, you know.
So next week we're gonna catch Sean saying, "We built this city." All right.
Now we know where the Smash Mouth reference comes from.
Exactly.
I'm on the radio with Sean.
What?
She's telling somebody that she's on the radio with
oh.
Sean.
Oh, gotcha. But I will go on the record and say that that's
radio.
The album by Fish called Hoist. It's listenable.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
First
like,
you
yeah.
post
yeah.
these.
And the Grateful Dead.
You can never give me crap for liking The Faint
yeah,
again, my friend.
Yeah, really.
You just
or Stain.
How? What? The Fish is not so
Stain.
Oh, what is going on?
I feel like The Faint is more embarrassing than the music.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob used to like Stained.
Yeah.
A lot.
I feel like, isn't this a fan
no, wait,
that are more embarrassing?
Like Stain.
I went to a Stain concert. My husband likes them, but
like
the people
out.
That were before them, they were ear bleeders.
Yeah.
Was Rob at the concert?
What?
Did you see Rob?
Was Korn.
Yeah. Wait, who else was there? Korn, Disturbed? Who else played with them? No, she went to her husband like
some Stain. Yellers. It was a little much. Yellers and Moshers.
Yellers and Moshers. New episode title.
Yeah. It was much. There weren't seats. It was like, you know, where you stand and everybody was getting crazy.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. She's just sitting in the grass and, like, you know, just being stoned out of her mind and watching
smoking.
The concert.
No, yeah. It was no grass. It was at the.
You know, that's what you're used
Chicago
to.
Chicago Theater. I don't know.
Metro,
Chicago
was
theater,
it?
Maybe. No.
I don't
remember.
Doesn't
Aragon? I don't know where it was.
Yeah. Now you see where
yeah.
I'm from.
All right.
You guys are like on a delay sometimes, or sometimes you sound like you're robotic.
You're the one who sounds robotic.
Yeah.
You're the robot.
You're the robot. You're a robot. Did you guys play that game?
No.
Just
you're a no. Hey, yes, you do. Don't even lie.
All right.
See what your house was like.
So we have a few more callers that we want to get to.
Pull up.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
Happy birthday, Sean. Bud. Love you.
Thank you,
Sean.
Much appreciated.
Everyone, happy birthday, Sean,
you.
In a bikini.
I
love you.
I love you.
That should be the episode title. In a bikini when he was 10.
Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. I'll try to dig those photos up. That's great. That'd be great.
Okay,
please.
We have a lot more people who are waiting for their chance to talk on the show.
Also, put them on.
502.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here to say happy birthday to Sean, that sexy man beat that he is. All right.
How much you pay this guy?
Okay, wait. How many Doritos do you have around?
Is this your brother?
Six, seven, maybe eight.
It turns on the phone?
Yeah. I told him.
But anyways,
let's figure out if
this conversation.
Because we can test them by telling a Polish joke. If he gets mad.
What's your name?
My name is Death Metal J.
Oh.
Oh,
Death Metal J.
I'm actually friends with the guy who called in like earlier, late last year, who pretended to be Reptile Skin. Remember him?
No.
Can I recall you guys?
On the other guy.
Oh, no, I remember that guy, Reptar. Like when the Reptar from Rugrats. Remember that guy?
No. Just
you. He tried to recall you guys.
Polak.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's up?
Actually, I was going to tell you guys about this concert I went to around this time last year with Reptar. And
a good
it was.
Story? Because.
Yeah, this is like a pretty funny story.
It's better than the toilet. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
ten-year-old
like, it was like the concert that we went to, I didn't really want to go. I got like free tickets and stuff. And the only ride I got was from my friend. So I'm like, all right, let's just go. And it was like Escape the Fate, the Skylar Drive, and I really don't like those guys. I hate them. But there was a couple really good local gigs played. So I'm like, all right, I can probably tolerate these guys. I get there, and the concert between the two of them were pretty awesome. It was like Morning Augment and then like some other guys. But halfway through the concert, this chick walks through the back door, and I just see this beer bottle just fly out of nowhere, whacks her in the head. She had to go to the hospital. But the guy who threw it has a he got headbutted by the chick's boyfriend, and he has like this giant gash on his head, and he's drinking Jaeger like crazy, and he's just like, it's okay, guys, I can walk this off. And he's like 2-inch, 3-inch gash on his head, and security guard just throws him in the back of an ambulance. So we watch this guy tail him down the thing, and my friend, he just goes, crazy night, isn't it? And I go, this is probably typical to what normal people watch, like here at the metal concerts. Because I'm here in Louisville, and there's pretty much nothing.
Oh, wait. Go on. No, I thought we lost you for a second. Please. Go ahead. Keep going.
What's that sound in the background?
It's in the woods.
I was just calling to say happy birthday to Sean.
I'm sorry. My friends are texting me to hang up on this talk.
Well, it's Sean's birthday.
If people are
sorry, Death Metal J, you were voted off.
You're good in the chat, though. You're good in the chat. It doesn't translate to the phone.
Better seen enough.
Fuck. Even my girlfriend says hang up on this.
All right, he's been hung up on.
What else do we have?
We have 616.
616.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for a while.
What's your name?
Brandon from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
What's up, Brandon?
I had a kind of a discussion question I wanted to throw out there. I was at a concert a couple of weeks back, and I was digging the music, and then this guy just started talking about Jesus. And I was wondering, what was your opinion on, like, religion in music or religious music, like, metal-wise?
It sucks.
Yep.
I'm an atheist.
Unless it's Satanism.
Actually, I don't give a shit
too.
If a band is religious. If they want to like get up on stage and try to preach at you, that's irritating. But if like they're religious, who the fuck cares?
I don't even like that. But if the band's really good, I'll look past that.
Like Striper.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
I look at like a rare example. Like I love the Chariot. Like they're a Christian. They consider themselves or whatever a Christian metal band, but
maybe.
they don't get on stage and say like they don't preach at you like, hey everybody, let's all
the
love
lyrics
Jesus.
Are positive.
Yeah, I agree with Sean.
Yeah.
Like I don't you know, I wouldn't want it to be preached to me, but there's this band that I like. They're called Harmony. They're a power metal band, but they're, I don't know, like Christian or Catholic. But the messages of their song are more like uplifting as opposed to Jesus saves, worship Jesus, love the church. But if it was something like that, obviously I wouldn't.
I have a Harmony song here if you want to hear it.
Okay. That's Falconer.
Oh, sorry.
Falconer.
Oh, I hit the wrong file.
I think everybody's entitled to an opinion, but some opinions are wrong.
I found the real track. Here it is.
No, but
he's definitely religious.
It
says Harmony right here.
No, I think
I hear some Harmony.
I think it's a little bit more vulgar than that.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys thought about it. The band, didn't really. What I think about it is the same as, you know, I don't know who said it, but as long as they're not preaching to you, it doesn't really matter. I mean, he sort of preached, but it wasn't like shoving Jesus down your throat, you know? It was just kind of come together and stand strong and enjoy the music and, you know, hold each other up.
Well, I would just say it's never a good thing that it's religious in nature, but it can be overlooked. Like, be tolerated.
I just feel if anything jammed down your throat doesn't need to be religion, it's going to be a negative thing. Like, whatever you want to believe and whatever you want to think behind closed doors or in your own head, more power to it. But if you're going to, like, get on stage and try to, like, tell a whole crowd, like, hey, this is what you should do, that's fucking annoying.
That's what Hitler did.
Right, exactly. So, like, I mean, it could be just like, hey, be a vegetarian or whatever. It's fucking annoying. You know, so it's...
I just find it easier to relate to if it's something I agree with. Like, if the band's preaching, but I agree with them, it enhances it for me.
But someone else in the crowd is getting irritated if they don't agree.
But fuck them. I don't care about them.
Then you should. It should be cool for then someone to preach to you.
There used to be this hardcore band in, like, I guess, like, late 90s, early 2000s called Boy Sets Fire. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's ever really heard of them. They were pretty big. They were from, like, Delaware or something. Yeah. They were from around Northeast. They preached more than any band that ever preached. This was, like, when every hardcore band was, like, militant, vegan, animal liberation, the whole thing.
Which is really just another version of it, I feel.
But they preached to the point where, like, if they didn't preach between songs, fans would heckle them, like, demanding that they preach.
Oh, wow.
It's like, preach! Why aren't you preaching?
Preach!
So they would just, despite the antagonizing fans, they wouldn't preach. Wow. That's how much they preach.
We were preaching before it was cool.
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
They were hipster preachers.
That is a new level.
They were from Williamsburg, by the way. They
weren't bad, but it was as much preaching as music.
I'm sure they're no Marnie Stern. That's all.
True.
Or the Fame.
Yeah. The band's called For Today, if you want to check it out. I mean, I didn't even know they were Christian until he started talking about Jesus. So
they're a fine band. Maybe. Right, thanks for giving us an actual question.
Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Bye.
Who else do we have?
We have our last caller for this evening.
Okay.
253.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Super Nintendo Chalmers from the chat.
Hey.
I was calling to wish Sean a happy birthday and apologize for missing my call on the Thrash It or Trash It a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, fucking A. I wanted him to be one of the judges. Mm-hmm. That's sure.
Yeah, I know.
Or something.
I almost killed myself.
Seriously.
Oh, too bad.
What?
Oh.
Camp.
Come on, Noah.
No, I know who he is, and he's actually funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
He's one of my faves.
Sweet.
Jeez, Sean.
He's Sean's new girlfriend.
True.
Sid, how do you...
Well, I mean, he does make my pants rise.
Oh.
Hey.
Is it... Okay, do you guys, like, go on Facebook chat and just, like, do this all night?
Yes, just say, got me from 6 to midnight, baby.
This is a good thing, because, you know, the metal community is generally known to be very homophobic.
Yeah.
And I feel like this show's pioneering.
I think
pioneering.
It's half and half. I think
I'm not a homo. I'm just, you know, metal just for sure.
Metal nerds totally...
Go with it. Go with it.
Yeah, totally go with it. Whereas, like, the jockier...
But I just want to take credit for it, though.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you. I was thinking about this today, that, like, the stuff that we talk about is very open-minded about anything.
Yeah.
Like, we're not...
Yeah, I totally support gay behavior, especially if I can sit there and watch.
She wants a fap to it, though.
We're like the Lady Gaga of metal. That's what we are.
Well, listen.
I guess.
What am I, Glenn Beck?
You're the one that wears that polka dot bikini.
That's true.
You get
right,
that outfit.
Right now. Let us be trailblazers, okay? Don't piss on my parade. I want to be a pioneer.
I'll shit on your parade. You've been clogging up.
You fucking homo.
Shit.
No, wait. No, will piss on it.
You're a faggot piece of shit. You're a gay fag. Piece of shit.
And now we take 4 steps back.
Yeah. Well, that segment, I want to preach to that segment of the audience so that they don't get upset.
All right, cool.
Fun.
Well, thank you once again for calling. Oh.
Yeah, no problem.
Super Nintendo.
Chalmers.
Well, that's his last name.
Yeah, that's
very
last
good
name.
Yeah. Mr. Chalmers.
The SNC.
I call him SNC, yeah. So that gets the point across.
Do we have any more callers, or that wraps it up?
That's it for today.
Really disappointed my parents not calling in.
Oh, they don't love you.
Well, we already established that.
They probably forgot it's your birthday, even.
They're probably too busy boning.
Did they get you a gift?
They got me a comment on my Facebook that says happy birthday.
They're probably boning.
Yeah. They wrap it.
No, they do.
They're
that
celebrating
a lot.
The anniversary.
I don't think that they would want to do it on your birthday though, because it reminds them of their mistake.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
It reminds them why they shouldn't bone.
Yeah. The 28-year-old mistake that they've made.
Right. That's why they put on like 8 condoms just to make sure.
But you can't do that. That doesn't work.
Any way to get that girth up. Whatever it takes, right, Crazy Eyes?
That's the sound your dad makes every night.
It sounds like he's saying, throw up!
It's Napalm Death featuring Mr. Dress. I don't know his name.
Skip.
Skip. That's right. I did know that.
But how are you going to celebrate your birthday, Sean?
Even if anyone listening wants to come on down tomorrow, 9 to midnight, Arrow Bar, East Village.
Oh
Manhattan.
No, I'm not gonna show up.
Oh boy, Shankletown's gonna come.
Yeah,
I'm
on blast.
I'm supposed
now.
To hang out with him sometime.
Maybe
why
tomorrow.
Are you,
will
why
be
are
tonight.
You so afraid of Shankletown?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
She's
he's
just
gonna
generally
come down.
Afraid of all the listeners.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Do you think that any listener is gonna rape you or something?
They'll try.
I think they're all probably a lot smaller
try.
Than me.
Oh, well, yeah.
I could probably
like
break
14
them.
Years old.
All right, you'll be in the VIP room.
Their bones haven't developed yet.
Well, the one bone
well,
is
one
developed.
Yeah, yeah. A million socks can attest that one bone is developed.
Oh.
Socks?
Cock socks.
Cock socks.
She doesn't know.
You have
no?
cock socks? You wear cock socks?
Well, I use washcloth.
I use paper towels.
Wait, what's a cock sock? Oh,
that's
wait,
that's what you finish into.
Didn't you buy a cock sock?
Oh, I did. No, that was a sweater.
What?
No. Yeah. I bought
a
cock sweater
bought
for
a
my coworker.
Wiener warmer. That's what it's called.
I went to high school with a dude that
was called
claimed
wiener
to
warmer?
Use the sleeve of his starter jacket. He liked the nylon.
It's more of a finisher
good.
Jacket. Hey-o!
Wait, so you just come into it?
Yeah, and then like kind of like wipe it off there. But I'm assuming that the inside of his sleeve had like some rock-hard business in there.
Oh, really? Maybe he just had a designated starter jacket.
Don't you people wash your shit after you fucking bust a nut in it?
Well, yeah, well, I don't use a jacket.
I don't come into my clothes.
But why would you jerk off in your jacket and then like leave the crust there?
No, I said that he'd wipe it off, but there's still got to be a film that dries.
You put it in the fucking laundry. What the hell?
Darren, what is he going to wear to war at school?
It's like a forearm pad like Lex Luger had in WWE.
Darren
like
actually has to do wall removals and replace things.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Ted painted his walls after he
that drywall ain't dry for long. Yeah, exactly.
The only thing I ever used my starter jacket sleeve for was for petty theft, and that's it. Because that elastic was tight that you could just grab something, pull
sure.
your hand in, let go, pull your hand back out, and it's just
sure.
hanging out yeah. in your
and
sleeve.
And it looked like muscles.
Well, no, it's already like all puffy and doofy.
Were you wearing a bikini under that jacket?
Yes, I was.
Polka dots?
Quite possible.
Black with white polka dots.
Faggot shithead.
All right, we're going to wrap
yeah.
it up.
God, when I go home next month, I'm going to find those photos and scan them.
I can't wait.
I still don't understand what a cock sock is.
Oh, dear Lord.
Find out next week.
For next
metal
week.
Injection
no,
back.
Give Sean one of your socks right now. He'll show you.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you kidding?
You can make anything a
really?
Cock something.
But, like, okay, socks
like if you're,
are
if
you're, porous.
No,
if you come into it, it'll just go on your hands.
Well, no, no.
Wrap
no.
it
who,
tight.
Who's wearing, that one wearing fishnets? Like, I just mean, like, a normal, like, sock.
Oh, I thought we were talking about you.
Yeah, well, mine, that's why I use the washcloth, because fishnets will bleed.
There's
right
many there. Depths of hatred going on in this conversation. Several layers.
Okay, so right. someone explain it to me
next
week.
Yeah. Next week on the Metal Injection Livecast. Goodbye, everybody.
Masturbation.
All right, see you later. Here's
happy birthday, Sean.
Thanks.
over it.
Of course.
Yo, on some real shit, Robert, stay in Europe. Yo, I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude, but we've been talking and I don't know, maybe you should like find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. So don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back.
Robert, stay in Europe. Where no one can tell you how. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. So don't come back. Don't come back.
Don't come back.
One day, I'd like to start the show early, not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow, it's so furry. Looking like Bert had a love child with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. Alright, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I could tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants, I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie. So don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back.
Robert, stay in Europe.
Homie, don't take your flight, you're so addicted to chronic. Your beer's filled with vomit. So don't come back.
Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back.
Stop, everybody. Listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, playing a bomb plots.
He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and pukes, and it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, pissing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here's missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robin, 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 stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris and don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. Robin, 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 stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London, they probably have Funyuns. And don't come back, don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. Yo, Rob, seriously, I know we joke around on this show, but please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you. No, really. Robert, 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 stay in Europe.